A group of so-called Islamic State-linked families arriving in Australia today after years in a Syrian refugee camp are part of a larger group of about 30 women and children who have been trying to return after the 2019 toppling of IS. Australian Federal Police say some of the women could be arrested on arrival, while the children are expected to undergo reintegration and counter-extremism support programs. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says Federal Police would be monitoring the cohort closely.
As it relates to the parents, I mean, it was a shocking thing to do, to go and join what is the most repugnant, horrible, ideological, violent terrorist organisation perhaps the world's seen, and, If there's action from New South Wales Police and charges relating to those individuals upon landing in Australia, that's exactly what should happen.
Some of the women are believed to have travelled willingly to support their partners who wanted to fight for IS, while advocates for others say they were trafficked or only went overseas to keep their families together.